Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. We're so excited that God has brought us here on our eighth year of celebrating of who he is here on the Master's Call. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and I'm so excited about what God is doing through this wonderful, wonderful call and what he's doing through each and every one of you. The word tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:57, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we're tagging today. Thanks be to God for what he's doing, giving us the victory through Jesus Christ here on the Master's Call. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for being the awesome God that you are. We thank you, Lord, for your love, your grace, your mercy, your truth, your love, your mercy, your grace, your truth. We thank you. We honor you. We praise you. We glorify you, Father, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. We glorify you, Father, for these wonderful women of God who said yes to the Master. Our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We glorify you, Father, for honoring them in such a way, Lord God, that you will bless them exceedingly, abundantly, above all that they can ever ask or think, according to the power that works in them. We thank you, O God, for your glory, filling the temple, filling our temples, filling this call, filling everyone that are coming, Lord God, in the future. And we thank you for what you're going to do in this man of God who's going to come forth with the word, Lord God, so profound and with the anointing that you, God, will get all glory. You will get all honor. We thank you, Father, that our hearts, our minds, and our spirits will receive what the Spirit has for us this morning. We give your name praise. We give your name glory for all that you're doing in this call, the Master's Call. Thank you, Lord, for 8 wonderful years. We know that it's a new beginning in you. We give your name all the glory. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. And now, TMC, I will now turn it over to our one of our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
Wow, 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 wow. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you, Prayer General, our on minister, Brenda Terrell. And yes, 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 thanks be to God. That's a wonderful tag for all that he has done for us down through these 8 years. Thank you. You all, TMC family, we are here to celebrate this morning and give God the praise for all that he has done for us. Amen, amen. And so before I start today, a party can't be a party without some singing and without some praising. And so we are going to ask our songbirds from out there in that California town. I know that she is up and moving around. Our own minister, Tiffany Lauderdale, to come and open us up with our song. And I tell you, we're going to get on to our speaker this morning real quick, like in a hurry, and just let the Lord, we're going to let God do what he wants to do today. Yes, indeed. Tiffany, are you ready?
I am here. Celebration time. Come on. It's a celebration. Celebration time. Come on. It's a celebration. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, the Master's Call family. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to the Master's Call.
thanking God for 8 years. Back over to you, Dr. PK.
Girl, I thank God for you, Minister Tiffany. How do you wake up with that voice over there in California? Minister Willie had wanted to take your place this morning, but we told her we did not talk to her. We didn't talk to her sponsors, so we didn't call her. Thank you so much for coming. Well, you all, 8 years ago in 2010, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and I said yes to the Lord as we started this call. And I'm telling you, my heart is overwhelmingly happy this morning, filled with joy for what God has done for us. And everything we do, we stand on the word of God in doing it. And the word in the scripture that God gave us was Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. And our mission statement has been to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And you all, I'm going to tell you all about our website and where you can come and participate with us. But this morning, I want to get our speaker up on because he has something great to say to us. You all, I'm here to tell you that when God connects you with people and connect you at the heart and the hip, it's nothing for you to do but to love up on each other, support each other, and be with each other. And that's what God did for us as he brought us all together through a wonderful company, Artist Life, under the leadership and of the Diaz de Leon family. Papa Diaz de Leon, Antonia Diaz de Leon, started this company, and I'm telling you, as a result of that, we have met all of these great people that you've heard preach and minister here for our celebration. And today, for the third time, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and you all know that I really revel in my threes, I thank God that this young man God brought into my life, and oh, hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. I am so thankful that he did bring him into Pastor V and my life back early in the days. And he used to just have to pop on like he's popping on now. And God knows he has truly, truly blessed him. We have watched him grow and flow and write and, speak and just, oh, my God, he's just doing so many wonderful things. And the one thing that I want you all to know, yes, he is there in Atlanta, but the thing that I'm so excited about is God is moving him to another level in ministry. He's opening the ministry of his Empowerment Center next month, and I am just so, so grateful that the Lord has brought this great man into our lives, and he is going to really come and do what he knows how to do, and that is bless us really good with the word of God. Minister Joseph Washington, my son in the gospel, please come and minister to us this morning. Give us what thus said the Lord, son.
Amen. Thank you, Mother. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, listen, I am extremely honored once again to come before you guys. Of course, anytime that Dr. PK or Vanessa, Pastor Vanessa calls and asks, certainly if it's in my ability to do it, I'm going to stretch myself and make it happen. But I am honored once again. I don't take this lightly. I don't take this as just something else to do first thing in the morning. So I appreciate all of you all that are here on the call. Again, happy birthday and congratulations for, I believe, the 8th year of what God is doing. And so we do have a word from the Lord. So we won't be laborious with your time. We'll get straight to it. Let us just have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you again for another privilege and opportunity to gather around your word. We know that your word works when we begin to work the word of God. So, God, we thank you this morning that the hearers will hear what thus saith the Lord, God, and their lives will never, ever be the same. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen and amen. Dr. BK and I was talking on yesterday and just sharing some thoughts about this morning and what we will talk about in these next few moments. And just listening to her, I came up with a subject and a message that I want to share real brief with you guys. And so I want to talk to you all from the subject this morning: ignore the noise and stay focused. Ignore the noise and stay focused. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:25, and I'm reading this out of the Message Bible. I want to read this to you guys, what it says out of the Message Bible, Proverbs 4:25. Again, we're talking about ignore the noise and stay focused. It says, keep your eyes straight ahead. Ignore all sideshow distractions. Watch your step, and the road will stretch out smooth before you. Look neither right nor left. Leave evil in the dust. Talking about staying focused. It says, ignore all the sideshow distractions and watch your step. So often, there's so many things going on out there that will distract us, that has nothing to do with our future, has nothing to do with what God has called us to. You have so many people, places, and things out there that are vying for your attention to get you to have broken focus, to get you to lose sight of what it is that God has called you to. I want to say this to anybody that's listening and you hear this by the Spirit of God. I don't care where your life is right now. You can reshape your life. All you got to do is get refocused. Get focused. Get back on track. It's not over. It's not the end. You still have a lot more time to do what God has called you to do. That's Proverbs 4:25. And then Matthew 6:24 says this: no one can serve or focus on two masters. They will hate the one or love the other, or they will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve or focus on God and money at the same time. And so what we see here when we listen and we read the scripture is that you cannot focus on everything. You got to focus on the main thing. I often say this, that you cannot catch two jackrabbits at one time. If I have two jackrabbits, one in each hand, and I drop them, and them boys get to just going in opposite direction, I've got to make a decision as to which one I'm going to go get. You've got to be focused in this season. You can no longer have that broken focus. And so, again, the reason why I say ignore the noise and stay focused, because a lot of our focus is broken from the words that we hear from other people. You see, we've allowed some people to stop us based on their words, stop us from meeting our obligations, stop us from living out our dreams, stop us from, you know, walking in our passion because of their words. Because oftentimes people will grade you on where they are in life. They will oftentimes grade you on the failures and the mistakes that happen in their own personal lives. And so, of course, now you cannot rise up in this season and do anything great, because in their eyes, because they couldn't do it, it can't be done. You got to be careful what you are listening to and who you are listening to in this season. That's why you got to ignore the noise, and you got to stay focused on what God said to you. You got to stay focused on what he put in your heart, what he put in your spirit. You got to stay focused on the very thing that you know that you've been called to. And so with that in mind, how do we begin to stay focused? How do we begin the road to getting our focus back? Now, of course, you all know I love acronyms, and so I took the word focus and I created these seven keys. They're not all inclusive. I'm sure you all could come up with some better ones or some more that we can add to that, but for the sake of time, we'll use these five. I want you guys to get a pen, because I want you to take some copious notes, because I'm telling you that if you can refocus and you can get back on track, you're going to begin to live a life that others can only dream of. I always say this, that most men see things as they are and say why. Most men see things as they are. Focus. Most men see things as they are and say why. You and I must now see things as they are and say why not. Why not me? You can live the life that God has designed for you if you would only get focused. And see, I know about this because I know about broken focus. I know what it is to get off track. I know what it is to play at average. I know what it is to just, you know, be mundane and just go through the motions. But one thing I found out is that time doesn't stop. You're getting older every single year. And so I had to look at my own personal life, and I had to refocus. I had to begin to reshape my life. I had to make some hard decisions. I had to qualify myself based on how God saw me and not how others saw me. Because no matter how well you do, no matter how many great things you do in life, there's some folks going to think about you. They're going to think of you the way they want to think. Their minds about you is never going to change. So stop trying to please people who really you don't even think about. You wouldn't even have dinner with them anyway. Stop being focused on the negative stuff. Stop being focused on what people say. Stay focused on what God has spoken to you in your heart. So how do we begin the road to getting focused? First key, number one, the letter F, is that you got to figure out the why of your life. The first key to staying focused is that you have to figure out the why of your life. What's your why? Why did you get up this morning? Why are you about to go where you're about to go this morning? Why are you doing what you're about to do this morning? Why? When you can figure out your why, then I'm telling you, you're on your road to not only getting focused, but you're on your road to reshaping your life. You got to know what your why is. What is your why? And they often say that if your why doesn't make you cry, then it's not big enough, right? So figure out what's your why. Stop haphazardly just waking up in the morning, going through the motions, doing what you do every day, ending your day the same way, going to bed the same way, getting up the next morning and doing this day after day after day after day after day. What is your why? What is your why? See, I know my why now. I know why I'm doing what I'm doing because I've been called, as Pastor PK said, to start this empowerment center, to infuse in the lives of people what the possibilities could be if they're willing to participate in their own personal rescue. My why and my calling is to stretch people and not shrink them, to make them better and not make them bitter. My why is to teach and to preach the word of God along with other things that are going to allow people to be well-rounded. So I'm focused on that now. You cannot get me to lose my focus. I get people calling me all the time, wanting me to get involved in this, wanting me to join this, wanting me to be a part of this, need your influence on this. Nope, my answer is nope. I'm focused. Why? Because I figured out what my why is for my life. So the first key when we talk about ignore the noise and stay focused, you got to figure out the why of your life. Number two, the O in the word focus. You have to opt out of any relationship that shrinks you. Opt out of any relationship that shrinks you. In other words, you gotta avoid the company of unenthusiastic people. You gotta get out of these relationships that are hindering you from moving forward. I always say this, and I tell people this all the time now. If you want the best of me, stop giving me the worst of you. If you want the best of me, stop giving me the worst of you. But in this season of my life, I am opting out of any relationships that shrink me and that don't stretch me, that make me bitter and don't make me better. I am not running behind folks anymore. I am not trying to keep up with people anymore. Listen, relationships are a two-way street. They happen when two people begin to communicate and come together and begin to build. If you're in a relationship where you're the only builder, you're the only one trying to make it happen, you're the only one trying to make it work, then that's a relationship in this season that you need to opt out of. Am I saying get rid of them? No. Some people we've got to learn to love from a distance. Some people are not a part of our future. Some people are a distraction to our future, right? And so we have to opt out of any relationship that's going to shrink you, because in this season, you've got to surround yourself around the best people. You've got to surround yourself around folks that have your best interest in mind. You've got to surround yourself around people that put a smile on your face. You've got to surround yourself around people that can help you get to the next level. And you don't need a lot of people to do that. We have this misconception that we need a lot of people. You don't need a lot of people. You just need the right people. But if you got the wrong people in your life, and you're wondering why you're not moving forward, then you got to sit down and you got to take some inventory, as I had to do, making some hard decisions to opt out of some relationships that are not moving me forward. So I got to figure out my why. Number two, I've got to opt out of any relationships that shrink me. And number three, the C in the word focus. You got to clean out the clutter in your life. Clean out the clutter. Many of you all who have a garage and your garage is filled with clutter, you know there comes a time when you make a decision on that Friday that when I get up on Saturday, I'm going to clean this garage out. And what you'll do if you got cars in those garages, you'll move those cars out onto the street or you'll move them into the driveway. You'll open up that garage door. You'll grab you something to drink. You'll put on your music. And what will you do? You'll start cleaning out the clutter. You start seeing things that you should have been thrown away. You start seeing things and discovering things that you haven't looked at in a year that you forgot all about. And you start what? Cleaning out the clutter. And so that's what you have to do in your own life when we talk about ignore the noise and stay focused. You got to clean out the clutter. Now, your clutter is different than my clutter. My clutter is different than your clutter. But whatever is cluttering you, you have to clean out that clutter. For all the ladies that's on the phone right now, and you know that you can't even go to sleep right if your room ain't straightened up. You can't even go to sleep right if that bed ain't made up. You can't function in your home around a lot of clutter. That's why when you have people come over and they're messy and look like they push stuff anywhere and everywhere, as soon as they leave, what's the first thing you do? I got to clean this house up. Girl, I got to get this house back in order. Because why? I got to clean out the clutter. Ignore the noise and stay focused, right? And so we got to figure out the why, number one. Number two, you got to opt out of any relationship that shrinks you. Number three, you got to clean out the clutter. And then number four, the word, the letter U. I love this one. You have to use the word no more often. You have to use the word no, N-O, more often. One of the enemies to your focus is that you say yes too much. And you saying yes to stuff that you know you can't do. You saying yes to people and things and obligations that you know you cannot fulfill. But because you want to be liked and you want to be in the crowd and you want folks to depend on you, and you want to be that go-to person, you are obligating yourself with stuff that you know that you cannot complete, and you're messing up your character, you're messing up your reputation, and you're not being able to get stuff done because you don't have the courage to say no. No, I'm not going to do this. No, this does not line up with my passion. No, this does not line up with what God has called me to do. No, I cannot go there tonight because I have to do something else. You've got to learn how to say no. You cannot continue to be a yes person for the rest of your life. There's some things we do say yes to, right? But there's some things you know that you should have said no to. There's some relationships that you know that you should have said no to. There's some people that walked into your life that you know you should have said no to. There's some jobs that you took that you know you should have said no to, right? And so we've got to use the word no more often when it's applicable to what God has ultimately called us to do. Right? And so as I come to a close, number one, we said the F, you got to figure out the why of your life. Number two, the O, you got to opt out of any relationship that shrinks you. Number three, the C, you got to clean out the clutter in your life. Number four, you got to use the word no more often. And then number five, as I come to a close, is the letter S in focus. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all of these things will be added unto you. The fifth thing that you've got to do, and it's the letter S in the last word, the last letter of the word focus, is you got to seek first the kingdom of God. Now, I believe this wholeheartedly that when we begin to seek God's kingdom, we can't help but stay focused, because in God's kingdom is his provisions for our lives. And God's kingdom is what he's called us to do for our lives. When we begin to seek God and we begin to really focus on kingdom matters, things that are relevant to the promise you, your focus will get strengthened, it will get better, it will get stronger, it will get stronger. And I promise you that you will elevate to a whole nother level. If you want to start down the road of staying focused, then start seeking God's kingdom. Because you will be amazed at what's in the kingdom of God. As Pastor PK said, I'm starting this empowerment center. We're launching it in November here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I sought the kingdom of God. I sought the face of God in terms of what he would have for me to do. And as I've said to people so often, and I pray that this doesn't offend anybody, I am bored with church, but I am not bored with God. I am tired of the same old, but I am more in love with God than I've ever been before because I understand and I'm getting to know him better and better each day. And so I want to be able to oversee a ministry, a place, an empowerment, a kingdom place where people can come and they can get the word of God, where their wallet is safe, where it is the safest place to hear the most dangerous word. I want people to be able to come, and when they leave there, they feel stretched. They feel like they can go another day. And so I'm going to put some things in place that would allow people to come get the word and then bring in some more amazing men and women that can come to the Empowerment Center, and we begin to stretch our communities. We begin to stretch our families and our young people and our men and our women. I'm focused on wanting to do it the right way, wanting to do it the way that God gave me. And because there are so many men and women out here that are pastoring that are doing it the right way, I'm able to glean some things from them too. But I just want it to be a place where people can come and get the word of God. I want grown people to be able to make grown decisions for their lives, right? I want them not to be relying on me, but to rely on God. And so I'm focused on that. And so I had to ignore the noise of pastor friends of mine that told me, nah, doc, you got to do it this way. You got to do it this way. Because I shared with one of them, I'm not having any giving done in the sanctuary facility. If people want to give at the Empowerment Center, they can give as they go out or they can give online. I don't want the person sitting next to another person who can't give feel bad because they don't have the opulence at that time to give. So I'm going to alleviate that, and we're just going to keep it to the word, because I believe that when you give folks vision, folks to give their money, right? They'll give toward vision. And so there's some things I'm going to do that's going to be pretty radical, but I'm focused on it. So I close with this. Ignore the noise and stay focused. I believe that each and every one of you that are on this line right now, you have a call of God that's on your life. It may be in the marketplace. It may be behind a pulpit. It may be in a nonprofit organization, whatever it may be. I believe that each and every one of you all have a call on your life. And if we can simply ignore the noise from what other people have said, all those who have lost, don't want to win, want to feel sorry for themselves, play the victim, if we can ignore that noise and stay focused, we will do and have some amazing things. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you again for another privilege to be able to share your word. I pray that this word has struck the core of the hearts of those that are listening, and they will take this word, ignore the noise, and stay focused, and find out how they can begin to get back on track. First of all, seeking you, seeking your kingdom, seeking your faith, seeking who you are. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be a conduit, to be able to deliver this word and be able to share this word. I'm honored, Lord, that you have chosen me in this season to be a mantle, to be a mouthpiece for your kingdom. I pray for Dr. PK. I pray for Dr. Vanessa. I pray for each and every one of those that's on this call and been dedicated and sold out for the last 8 years. I pray, God, that everything they touch will turn to gold. Everything that they come in front of, God, will yield itself to them. I pray, God, for victory in every area of their lives. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Doc, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
God bless you, and thank you so, so much for such a wonderful message. Ignore the noise and stay focused. Thank you so much, son. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for your faithfulness and commitment to the TMC family. You are absolutely super fantastic. At this time, I would not dare come and celebrate the day without bringing my cohort and sister to the line. I thank God for this woman of God who has been just absolutely the glue that has held us together with the prayer and fasting, and just, Lord have mercy, she has been there for us, and I thank God that he brought her into my life 8 years ago. And at this time, we are bringing Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon to the front of the line to say whatever she wants to say on this, our great day together. I love you, sis. Come and take the line.
Love you more. Thank you. Oh, my God. What a word. What a word. What a word. You know we love and appreciate you so much. Pastor Joseph B. Washington, you know I have mega love for you. And throughout the years, you are so right on it. Whenever we called on you and asked you to come, you would always be there for us. And please know from the very bottom of my heart, I appreciate that more than you would ever know. To all of our prayer warriors and every one of you called in and listened, be it one day or all 8 years of this call's history, we couldn't have done it without you. We appreciate you being a part of the vision that God has given us, and we're looking for the greater works that God is going to do in us and through us. So just full of thanks, full of appreciation, how God can take a simple vision and with complete obedience do so many awesome things with it that exceedingly abundantly above more than we could have ever asked and thought. So again, thank you. We are so humbled and honored that 8 years today we started this call and we're still going strong, and I'm just humbled by the opportunity to serve. Back to you, Dr. Pico.
God bless you, and I love and appreciate you. Listen, you guys, let me give you this number right quick, and I have a couple of testimonies. We've got to run this morning. If you would like to listen to this call or any of the other calls that have been archived down through the years, we have an archive of our calls. You can go to www.themasterswithanscall.net. The Master's Call, and listen to messages that even our own Pastor Joseph Washington gave us years and years ago. But if you want to hear the one that he gave us this morning, call 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957677. PIN 957677. Now, we're having open mic over on the new motivational call this morning. I want you to just go on over there and hear the testimonies of what these great products, and our prayer generals say that they are the greatest products on this side of heaven. Call 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294617 pound. Again, 294617 pound. A special announcement this morning is at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call this same number tonight for those of you who are going to be participating with our quarterly prayer and fasting. We ask that you call tonight at 8 p.m. and come with one prayer, corporate prayer directive that you want all of us to pray about. We have 25 people signed to come and participate, and so we ask that you come so that you can talk quickly and be a blessing to this call and to all of us tonight. All right, and then tomorrow on this call at 8 a.m., again, Eastern Standard Time in the morning, a.m., yes, we are going to have open mic, open testimony with 1 to 2 minutes each. Please, you're going to come and share what this call has meant to you, whether you've been on one day or whether you have been here since the inception of time. We ask that you come. We're going to have the wonderful person who really, really was there to advise Dr. Vanessa and I, the Platinum President, Marie Preston, who brought us that. We thank God that we are on top of the dirt, not under the dirt. We thank God for her. She's going to be with us on tomorrow. All right, with that being said, we're going to jump on over to the open mic. We're going to go right on and hear what the Lord has to say through our people over on the other side. Pastor Joe, you want to come and give us our benediction as we go this morning? I know that we are running, but good God of mercy, what is it to celebrate without not running over a little bit? Pastor Joe, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
While all hearts and minds are clear, Father, we just thank you again for this day, another opportunity to be a part of this day. God, we ask that you bless each and every one of those that's on this call, even as they go over to the other call, God, that it would be a awesome, awesome time in the Lord. Pray, God, that you continue to stretch each and every one of us that's on this call to our next level for this season. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.